CKUT 90.3 FM.
Against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You are listening to.
You are listening to.
Morning to you, beautiful souls. You are listening to Estás Escuchando, Vous Écoutez, Multilingual Affair, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today is a special day. It's my Earth Strong, and I am celebrating on so many levels. We have a fantastic guest in store, Dangling, who happens to be the former lead singer for the Wailers for so many years. And is rising, and he's got a marvelous album that's coming out called African Pride. And he will speak with us from New Jersey, but Jamaican strong. And of course, we are releasing my single, independent release, which is called Everything Is Gonna Be Alright, which is the intro you heard just at the start of the program. And the video release will be at 8 o'clock this evening, 8 p.m. EST. So please go and check it out on YouTube. That's Takeys. You can go to my YouTube channel. That's T-A-K-E-Y-C-E. Oh, on a une émission très spéciale aujourd'hui parce que je lance aujourd'hui la chanson qui s'appelle Everything Is Gonna Be Alright. Et on va écouter un peu plus de la chanson. Et plus, on a un invité qui est né en Jamaïque, mais il habite maintenant aux États-Unis. Mais il a une histoire tellement incroyable. Alors, je vous présente Dangling. Vamos a escuchar otra vez mi nueva canción. Vamos a tener un video más tarde por la noche para celebrar mi fiesta hoy. ¡Hey! Y también nuestro invitado especial es Dangling, que era el cantante del grupo Wailers, como el grupo que ha formado muchos años anteriormente, con Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Bonnie Wailer, eso es como un grupo moderno. Entonces, vamos a hablar con Dangling. Me siento muy bien. Estoy muy contenta, feliz, estoy muy feliz. Y seguimos con el programa, como siempre, con toda la fiesta que tenemos dentro para tener muy buena vibración. We are going to continue great vibes, so keep it locked here on a multilingual affair.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
When trouble gets you down, never ever let it get in your soul. You gotta take the time to make it work and take your own. Then won't forget you down. We come back and take control. We have to feed our mind. We not go take no kinda. We not go fuss, we not go bust, we not go fight. We do the thing, it not go take we one night. We get the bubble, we not double when the riot. We live it up cause everything is gonna be alright. Now watch your body when it's set. That I fear you of regret. Everything is gonna be alright. Now watch your little big thing. And the sanky them will sing. Everything is gonna be alright. We get the trust this time. We gonna rise and take what's ours. We get the trust this time. We gonna rise and fly above.
La victoria consigue en buena unidad. Mira al espejo la necesidad. En el cambio del mundo hay sinceridad. Me mata de risa de loca. No quiero sentirme ni otro mal. Te pido de mi corazón. Te busca al bueno con mucha pasión. Ah, we gonna rise above and smile to the sky. We are gonna fuss, we are gonna fight. We do the thing, we are gonna take we one night. We get the bubble, we not double with the right. We live it up cause everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be
my French is Weezy F, the F is for French. My heart in this shit, I'm balling my fist, counting every call that I miss. And then I look up at the stars and they all made a wish. I'm falling forever, that just means I'm sent from heaven. Land on a broken heart, put it back together. My act together, your man heart black as leather. Me and you could get together, make nasty weather. Her name was Marie, I met her in Paris. She a thief cause she stole my. She loved to hear it beat. I love her from my head to her feet. She my sweet, sweet warm-hearted, hot French missus, French kissing. And she got that French dip, I'm French dipping. Tell your boyfriend, listen, I am what you've been missing. Told you got your quarters on skipping.
Corazón,
au revoir.
Dis-moi pourquoi tu fuis, tout près qu'est-ce que je suis. Mi corazón, dis-moi combien. combien tu m'aimes. Dis-moi ce que j'ai fait, mi corazón. Dis-moi où est-ce que tu vas. Non, non, ne t'en vas pas, mi corazón. Corazón. Corazón.
I'm a fresh baby, comment allez-vous? Cool, like a freestyle, top off the roof. I'm a new. You know the yacht like a cruise ship. Beat 12, Rory diamonds freezing on my dudes and lion face. I'm talking about 100 links. Tat tears, big beers, Usama cake. Hey, a brother like peers. Multi-millionaires for 20 years. But really though, 24K gold solid through my city flow. Did you know? Fresh vanilla on our rock.
On our rock.
I make it melon do the bop. Bottom of the pot, on the top and the bottom, from the bottom to the top. Yeah. And you know what I'm on. Grind all night, count money in the
morning. Tu fuis, toi qu'est-ce que je suis, mi corazón. Dis-moi combien tu m'aimes, dis-moi ce que j'ai fait, mi corazón. Dis-moi où est-ce que tu vas, non, non, ne t'en vas pas, mi corazón. Corazón. Et tu es rentré dans ma tête ce jour-là comme une maladie. Et ce que tu m'as dit, je l'ai en mélodie. Tu es rentré dans ma tête ce jour-là comme une maladie. Et ce que tu m'as dit, je l'ai en mélodie. Et tu es rentré dans ma tête ce jour-là comme une maladie. Et ce que tu m'as dit, je l'ai en mélodie. Tu es rentré dans ma tête ce jour-là comme une maladie. Et ce que tu m'as dit, je l'ai en mélodie. Corazón. Dis-moi pourquoi tu fuis, toi qu'est-ce que je suis.
PPP on the track.
Rosenne DJ Aya Equilibra e ma dobre prod. Marijo Leo Leo Le Marijo Leo Leo Le. Oh Marijo Marijo Leo Leo Le Marijo Leo Leo Le. Elle faisait son petit commerce pour subvenir à ses besoins. Aider son chéri à se réaliser était son souhait. Même pris des cigarettes que Charlie n'avait pas pour fumer. Oh oh oh, Marijo, olé olé olé. Il était piqué toujours dans le dos de la go. Il disait bébé, quand je vais réussir tu verras. Rijo, Marijo, olé olé olé. Marijo, olé olé olé. Oh Marijo. Marijo, Leo, Leo, Leo. Marijo, Leo, Leo, Leo. Quelques temps plus tard, Charlie a eu du boulot. Elle ne s'y attendait pas, le gars a damé sur elle. Il s'est fait appeler président dans tous les maquis d'Abidjan. Pendant ce temps, Marijo souffre à la maison. Aïe, 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 l'amour en aveugle. Mais la vie de couple, ça a déjà les yeux. Hey, Marijo, léo, léo, lé. Marijo, léo, léo, lé. Oh, Marijo, Marijo, léo, léo, léo. Marijo, léo, léo, lé.
Capitaine Serretier, Alex Gassien, Touman Saïd. Souffrance, Charlie a profité. Les gens parlaient, ses copines se moquaient. Mais Marijo, par amour, elle s'en foutait.
Chicago Premier.
Aïe, 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 l'amour en aveu. Eva Clinton, Anzuru Ayana. Aïe, 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 elle ne savait pas ce qu'il attendait. Dans l'ignorance de ses souffrances, Charlie a profité. Oh, Marijo, Léo, Léo, Léo,
Léo, Léo, Léo, Léo, Léo, Léo, Léo,
Léo, Léo, Léo, Léo,
Léo,
I made up my mind for you.
crazy for your case. I go to war for your case. I go to court for your case. I climb a bridge for your case. Enter water for your case. I punch a judge for your case. Anything you want, baby, that's for you.
This is a vibe. Takis's vibes. Je joue toutes les chansons que j'adore. C'est pas toutes, mais you know, je dois choisir. Je me sens comme ça parce que j'adore Afrobeat avec reggae, avec tout ça. J'adore toute la musique, mais aujourd'hui, c'est juste une vibe que je vous donne de moi. All right, so keep it locked. We are going to have Dangling on shortly. Earlier on, you had some great stuff. Of course, started off with Yours Truly, and then we went on to Maître Jim Corazon featuring Lil Wayne and French Montana. Corazon, Marijo, Chidinma, Fall in Love. Tenny Cates is what you're listening to. And coming up, Montreal Squad, Dr. Slay, and kick off that interview. So don't go anywhere here on A Multilingual Affair. And big up to my CKUT family. I love you all. It's been a few years and we're going strong. And it's a pleasure to be on the committee representing the Black community here in Montreal. So, you know, I just want to say, like, I love you all and we have to do better mentally. And that is my goal. And so on va continuer d'avoir une mentalité un peu plus positive et plus avec l'égalité aussi. Parce que l'injustice, ça marche pas. Oh, c'est suffisant, man. We are over it. So we've got to move forward and upward. All right? So keep it locked, everyone. Here on A Multilingual Affair, Ama.
Yes, sir. Ouagadougou, on va charbonner à Biga. Ouagadougou, à Praza, on va charbonner. On va charbonner, on va t'égal le coin, on va t'égal, on va t'égal le coin, on est égal.
Tikangaï, nalela, nalela, maman. Tikangaï, nalela, nalela, chérie. Doucement, doucement, on va gâter les coins. En doucement, doucement, on va gâter les coins. Tikangaï, nalela, nalela, maman.
On gâte le coin, c'est que venable la femme bénie de Dieu. Je prends le pouvoir pour proclamer l'espoir. De sortir de là pour que tu retrouves l'espoir. Si ça marche pas, laisse-moi le savoir. Atterrir sur la piste pour danser. Le niveau de cadence est mélodique, aussi authentique comme sorti de la boutique. Soyons ensemble dans l'ambiance, dans la joie, dans l'amour. Ah, on gâte le coin, Montréal, on est prêt, Congo, Bouquet.
Burkina Faso, Côte d'Ivoire, Cameroun, et c'est moi tu as, ici c'est Montréal, on est ensemble, danse avec moi.
Tikangaï, nalela, nalela, maman, Tikangaï, nalela, nalela, chérie. Doucement, doucement, on va garder les coins. En doucement, doucement, on va garder les coins. Tikangaï, nalela, nalela.
Péter les petites sont versées, viens t'amuser. Si tu veux déranger, on va gâter le coin. Y'a trop de joies, viens prendre des points. Oh yeah yeah, tu pensais m'éteindre, mais tu as tapé photo. Mon ami, jamais photo pour moi. Moi je suis l'international et premier number one. Y'a pas l'homme, mais gâter ma ou. A gâter le coin, gâter ma ou. A gâter le coin, gâter ma ou. A gâter le coin.
You are listening to You are listening to your fan. It's Francisco Chando. I'm also in the affair. Music to be. I'm also in the affair.
On CKT 90.3 FM.
I'm in all the use for no paper soldiers. We not tolerate them boats, yeah. Find them out, they make we chase them out, yeah. Bona fire, bona favor, bona perpetrator, yeah. Nana use for no paper soldiers. We not tolerate them boats, yeah. Find them out, they make we chase them out, yeah. Bona fire, bona favor, bona perpetrator. Paper soldiers allowed, black markers, red, black, and green, FBI get nervous. And them assassinate Brother Malcolm X. Martin Luther, them sellout next. Well, at 27 years, Mandela hold the faith. Real soldiers not sellout for beer. None of just soldiers can't lame. Lion in a lion, just soldiers can't tame. No, 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 no. Janana, you swim the paper soldiers. I tolerate them bout ya. Find them out, they make we chase them out. Ya gonna fire pan a paper, gonna perpetrate a job. Nana, you spin a fake soldiers. We not tolerate them bout ya. Find them out, they make we chase them out. Ya gonna fire pan a paper. Coffee stay alert on the buckle ground. Put ya chap first in the buckle plan. Can't shield for clear, Mama Africa. Stand firm as a warrior, we call Yantabia. Big up all the revolutionaries in Africa. Big up all the real warriors in Jamaica. Buffalo soldiers, large up in America. We up a soldier, Wango, Ola, Kana. Nana, you should not fight the soldiers. We not tell her right them about ya. Find them out, they make we chase them out. Ya gonna fire pan a paper, gonna perpetrate a job. Nana, you spin a paper soldiers. We not tolerate them bout ya. Find them out, they make we chase them out. Ya gonna fire pan a paper, gonna perpetrate a out. Out. Spiritually, on a fire, on a faker, on a perpetrator. I'm in on a use for no paper soldiers. We not tolerate them bout ya. Find them out, they make we chase them out. On a fire, on a faker, on a perpetrator.
Greetings, this is Dangling 111, so right about now you're rocking with A Multilingual Affair on CKUT 90.3 FM with Takis every Thursday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Got to keep it locked. Yeah, man, have positive vibrations all around. Dangling, so that. Boom, shot.
How y'all feel out there? From the front to the back, you stand, that's fair, yeah. It's groove, Dangling, music. Opa Dangling in a rubber damp style. I don't know my well versatile. Oh me, oh me, oh me, oh me, oh my.
Last night I saw you standing, and I thought to myself, boy, her body's banging. I knew that I had to holler at you. A body like that, I'm not being disrespectful, I'm just looking for facts. Let me guess, you're a gymnast, so you used to run track. From your head to your toe, not a thing in the lag, baby. One of your picture would break the internet. One look at your body is a cause and effect. The cause you affect is you causing a boy. Come look closer, make me whisper the rest. The way you got me feeling, words can't express. The Coca-Cola bottle shape, you have it down pat. You should be Miss 2020 on the Chris Almanac. From the front to the back, girl, you stack, that's a fact, yeah. Last night I saw you standing, and I thought to myself, boy, her body's banging. I knew that I had to holler at you. Take you on a trip, Vegas, Nevada. Shopping spree, Dolce and Gabbana. Party all summer, doing what we wanna. We could leave tonight or first thing tomorrow. Maybe next summer I can meet your mama. Your daddy must have been a charmer, you must be his karma. Tell him don't worry, I'ma treat you proper. You could be my first lady, Michelle Obama. Or tell your friends that you're about to run. Yeah, tell them that you're about to run. You'll see him in a couple months. In a couple months, you have a baby bump. Last night I saw you standing, and I thought to myself, boy, her body's banging. I knew that I had you.
You're listening to Multilingual Affair, Estasis Cachando Multilingual Affair, here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is Tech Keys, your reggae fusion artist and lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. Oh, our special guest today has a fantastic resume. A teenager who left Jamaica for new residence in New Jersey, USA, and he served in the US military, then went on to be a lead singer for the Wailers before launching his solo career. Notre invité spécial aujourd'hui, il y a un CV fantastique, adolescent qui a quitté la Jamaïque pour une nouvelle résidence dans Nouveau Jersey, aux États-Unis. Il a servi dans l'armée américaine, puis a été chanteur principal pour le Wailers avant de lancer sa carrière solo. Nuestro invitado especial de hoy tiene un currículum de la maravilla. Adolescente que salió de Jamaica para residir en Nueva Jersey, en los Estados Unidos, y sirvió en las Fuerzas Armadas de los Estados Unidos, y luego se convirtió en cantante principal de los Wailers antes de lanzar su carrera en solitario. Es un honor y un placer dar la bienvenida. C'est un honor, es un plaisir d'accueillir. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome Dangling.
Yes.
Hey.
I said love.
Best love greetings. Thanks for joining us. What an honor.
thank you for having me on the program. Truly appreciate it.
Listen, you've got, I don't even know where to begin because you've come so far. I believe you started as a teenager where you migrated from Jamaica, just like I did actually, to the United States. Can we talk about that transition for you and how it affected you?
Well, I mean, it was a change, a cultural change. For me, coming from Jamaica, I was raised in a country. Mm. So I'm moving to a big city. a big state like New Jersey, was definitely a culture change, especially going to school and going to high school with different races, with different ethnic and cultural backgrounds. It was an adjustment, but it wasn't difficult at all. I mean, because in Jamaica we're familiar with American and British and Canadian culture. So it was a good experience, I would say. You know.
Nice things. Now, why did you decide to take the realm and go into the military? Because that's a big one.
First and foremost, it was financial independence. For financial independence, that was the first thing. And then I just wanted to be, as an immigrant, I wanted to be, to solidify my stay in America. So, it's just one of those things to say, I serve the country. Mm-hmm. So, I have a right to be here just as much as anybody else. So I wanted to solidify my right as an American or as a Jamaican African in America. So no one can tell me. I've served my, I've done my duty, and I deserve to be here. No one can question that.
Niceness. How was that experience for you? Can you tell us a little bit of some positive, perhaps, and some negative impact that experience brought on?
Well, there's really too much negative as far as that is concerned. I think for the most part, just getting the experience, job training, and just the discipline, and the just attention to detail that you can apply to all aspects of your life. So it was really, really a great experience for me. It gave me the opportunity to really mature and grow up really far. You know, just interacting with different people from all over the country, with different beliefs. So a lot of times people's beliefs won't align with yours, so you have to really learn how to adjust and deal with people, in that setting. So it was really, really a great launching pad for me, just being able to adjust it and to deal with people and to be able to compromise without compromising my moral standard, and just being able to adjust to different cultures and, to learn in a stressful environment. So, it was a learning experience. So,
from what I gather, and it's lovely to hear that, because I always find that within the struggles and the hardships, there are always lessons to be learned. People believe in regrets.
Definitely.
I don't believe in regrets. I believe in lessons learned. Yeah,
Lessons learned. Yeah.
Right. So, what I read though was that you sort of broke into the musical realm while you were serving. You started writing. So was there, like, when did that epiphany happen? Were you in a time of danger or comfort, or tell us about that?
Well, for the most part, what really happened is I always had a love and passion for music, but in a sense where it was mostly about just being a fan of music rather than being a musician or a creator. So, but while I was in the Navy, I got an opportunity to have some time to be able to explore different hobbies other than just working out or reading and stuff like that. So I was on the, I remember being on the flight deck, and there was there's a rap, a hip hop group on our ship. And one of the guys was singing a Glenn Lewis song, actually. The Don't You Forget It song that Glenn Lewis had. Mm-hmm. And Glenn Lewis's dad is Glenn Richards, who is a Jamaican, so he has Jamaican heritage. So I was singing the song. I just, it was a song that I really liked. And he ended up saying, yo, you have a nice voice. But I was like, well, I'm not really a singer.
You do. So your voice is amazing. I'm sorry, I had to interject there because it is.
Yeah, thank you. So then they said, maybe you could do some R&B. Hooks for us. And I said, well, if you write the hooks, I'll try to see, because I would, so. And then they gave me a track that they were talking about doing, and at the time I was working in the trash on the ship. Because when you get to the ship, the first time you get to the ship, you have to do a menial duty, whether food service or working in the galley or on a mess deck or anything like that. So I ended up in the trash room because I'm an engineer, and they usually put the engineers in the trash room for 3 months or different places. So my 3 months of menial duty was in the trash
room. Trash room.
So I had a lot of time. The trash room, where all the trash, all the plastic, all the cans, everything. So I was the trash room.
Oh, as an engineer, and, eh? I'm the engineer vibes. Yeah.
So I had some time after I cleaned the trash room to my Jamaican standards. Mm-hmm. I cleaned it up and got it to a nice place. So then I had a lot of free time. So then I started exploring the writing, and I came up with a hook for the song. And surprisingly, they loved it. And then I just started writing, complete songs, and then it was one song, and then it was three songs, and at the beginning, it was just R&B stuff that I was writing.
Right.
And until later, I started to do like a few reggae verses on the on the tracks that we were doing.
Yes.
And then from the moment I did the first reggae type or dancehall type verse, it was just a rap. Everybody was like, let's concentrate on you doing just that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were ending. What you say? You got that mix of like a Barrett Hammond thing going, Bob Marley. I hear all these sort of tones coming out of you. So, what were some of the influences for you growing up as a child?
Oh, I was, as a child, I was mostly, Golden Oldies was my favorite growing up. I was a big Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis fan, and Lou Rawls and Ray Charles. So those are the people that I really loved growing up. But of course, Barrison, Dennis Brown, and Bob Marley, of course, were great influences. My father used to play records on the weekends and mostly on Sundays. So I would hear everybody, Ken Booth and Gregory Isaacs, Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
So there was a wide range of musical influences. So when I started to come into my own as a teenager or whatever, I started listening to a lot of Maxi Priest, who's one of my favorite artists as far as a reggae artist and singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to listen to a lot of him, Garnet Silk. So many different influences. And then as I grew more, especially when I came to America, now I was, I had access to a wider variety of music.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being in Jamaica, my first thing that I said to myself, when I get to America, the first thing that I want to get is a cassette tape. So my first purchase was a cassette tape of the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. That was my first.
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's my favorite soundtrack.
I remember that as a teenager. That film is nostalgic, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
And I've had that soundtrack in every format. Cassette tape, CD, and now cool. I have it on my phone.
A ringtone?
No, not as a ringtone, but I have the album on my phone. I have it.
I discovered this other radio station that's in Ottawa, which is where I was brought up in Canada, and I swear I've been listening to them. It's Ridden WSM. I've got to give them a big shout out because my childhood friend Wally B is the owner of that station, and I swear I will be listening to it for hours because they play some old, because we were brought up in country and just stuff. And you were talking about Lou Rawls and all these guys, and I just laughing because it reminded me so much of my childhood. You know, it's just like, and it's a nostalgia that actually, I feel like it strengthens you. Lately, actually, I think that's one of the things. So it's just an honor to hear some of the influences from way back, because I think it would help our current generation to even go so far back to get some influences for their own creativity. Right. You know,
of course.
Anyway, moving on. So, of all that you've done, and it's been marvelous, how is it that you finally got to be the lead singer for the Wailers? This is the Wailers is like the modernized version of the former band that Bob Marley, Tosh, and Bonnie put together. Bonnie, who sadly passed on recently. Yeah, right. Let's talk about that journey.
So, I left the military in 2006, and then I moved back to Jersey, came back to Jersey, because I was stationed in Japan. And I came back here with a demo album, which was a reggae album. So I was going around and, you know, exploring different studios and having different people listen. And every, you know, people really took to the album and wanted to, you know, wanted to do some work. So I ended up being here for like a year doing mixtapes and stuff like that. And then I ended up going back to Jamaica in 2008. So I was there for just probably a couple of weeks, just exploring different, trying to get tracks and different stuff like that. So in 2009, I got introduced to Bobby Digital, who was the legendary producer from Digital B. I got introduced to him, and he gave me two tracks, and I did a track called Excuse Me Miss with Bobby Digital, which is my first popular release in 2009, summer of 2009. So after that release, then people start to, you know, get word of who I was and my vocals and my tone and stuff like that. So then that's how the Wailers were looking for a new lead on the road at the time. So I was recommended through an acquaintance who lives in Brixton and in the UK.
Yeah.
Family to their management.
Brixton.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Been there.
So
Jamaica.
So I got yeah, right. So then they got they got wind of me, and they called me a few times to try to get me to come through. So yeah, I decided, you know, the second call that I tried out, to flew to Vegas to Utah. And I was there for maybe the tail end of their tour for like maybe five or six shows, and I performed a couple of songs on the last show. And then they invited me back 2 weeks later.
Nice.
And I was there for 6 years.
Nice. Yeah. And what made you transition out into a solo career after, you know, doing this for 6 years?
Well, I never really abandoned my solo career. Okay. I was always I remember when I joined, the song that I released right after that was a song called Keep On Believing, which is one of my most loved songs to date. So I was always releasing songs while I was on the road.
Okay.
But the only problem was that we were on the road 9 months out of the year and doing, you know, upwards of 200 shows a year. So which really limited my ability to do anything solo. So every time I would go back to Jamaica, I would go and do interviews and do small performances, but there wasn't any opportunity for consistency with my solo career. So in 2006, it was a mutual
decision.
Decision, because they usually like to keep rotating and everything like that. I don't know whether or not they're going to keep the current situation for longer, but, you know, that's just how it is there. So, you know, I was just really grateful to be able to have that experience to perform with legendary Aston family man Barrett and Pete Sterling and Wyatt and you know, so many great musicians over the years and all over the world, for different audiences. So that was really an opportunity for me to learn performance, to learn to improve my vocals, to improve my stage presence, and just to understand different cultures and different regions. I've been all over Canada. I've been all over Asia. I've been, you know, pretty much everywhere that the music is taken is popular. So, and even places that it's not so. So I'm really grateful for that opportunity.
Wonderful. And now, Dangling Solo, what do we see in the future for you as we wrap things out?
Well, right now I'm just finishing up my debut album. This is actually my first album. I'm hoping to release this year, depending on how the COVID restrictions are.
Mm-hmm.
It's called African Pride.
Nice.
I'm working with a group galore, Paul Castick, who's the legendary drummer from Jamaica, who has toured the original 809 band, Shaggy, Diana King. He currently tours with Maxi Priest and Big Mount. So we worked together. He also produced, was a co-producer on Tissanchin's first album, with features Hideaway and all those songs.
Nice.
So we've been working together on this album for two to three years now, and we're pretty much done right now. So we're just waiting to see what the climate looks like before we actually announce a release date. So that's pretty much what's been going on. And, you know, just staying ready.
Yes, staying ready you shall be. Ready you are. Well, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. It has to be short and sweet. Before you go, is there anything that you can tell us in terms of upliftment or motivational words, perhaps to our youths today, for those who just want to follow their dreams? And then you can tell us how we can find out or find you on social media.
Right. Well, I mean, for me, my motto is make your next move your best. You know, so, and then while you wait there, it doesn't make sense. It's not productive to sit and complain or to exercise any kind of self-pity. The more time you wait, the longer you wait, the longer you have prepared. So if you've been waiting longer, when you get your opportunity, you should be more prepared than the other person. So don't wait. Don't use that time when you wait to whine or to feel sorry for yourself. Use that time to prepare for your opportunity. Because when you get it, you should be ready. Just be ready. Because you don't get many.
Nice.
You know, so
what was that expression? Because we sort of got cut off. What was the expression that you said?
Just make your next move your best move.
Make your next move your best move. That's our inspirational word today. I normally do that. Le mot inspirant, las palabras inspiradoras. That's one of them today. Dangling, how can we find you?
Instagram and Facebook, it's at Dangling Music. So, and the Dangling is spelled D-A-N-G-L-I-N.
Sounds great. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Ha sido un placer. Thank you for joining us, and I wish you all the best. And we, of course, have played some music before, and we'll be doing some more after. Greetings and blessings.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Guidance.
This is my year, this is my time. My time to shine. No more delay, man, I'm waiting on the line. My time to shine. Blessed love is dangling, I want to say. Yeah, man, yeah, man. Blessed earth trunks are one and only. Takis, are you listening to a multilingual affair? Yeah, man, yeah, man. Time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. My time to shine. Negativity, I try stop, I success. Impede my progress, but I keep on rising regardless. Bad-minded heathens and harlots deny my flow is flawless. Then I invest, yet them all come drawless.
None shall defeat I, no, not one.
The humble as a lamp, them a tried it in a twos, I a tried it one. Them a bend and them a screw, I a smile and I go long. Like a lion is I am, in my iron in Zion. This a my year, this a my time. Mama my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. Mama my time to shine. This a my day, my year, my time. Mama my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on a line. Mama my time to shine. Must I combine
I works divine, devoted and committed to the African pride. Pagan shall not abide amongst I and I. Free speech and equality, African's birthright. Lyrically, physically, I will fight all enemies. I defend, I youths, I feminine, I roots, I brethren. Whoa, let them know. This are my year, this are my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on online. Mama, my time to shine. This are my dear, my year, my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on online. My time to shine. Negativity, I try stop high success and be my progress. But I keep on rising regardless. Bad-minded heathens and harlots deny my flow is flawless. Them never invest, yet them won't come drawless. Salam, them a tried it in a twos, I a tried it one. Them a bend and them a screw, I a smile and a galang. Like a lion is I am, him high and him Zion. So, this a my year, this a my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on no line. Mama, my time to shine. This a my dear, my year, my time. Mama, my time to shine. No more delay now, waiting on the line. Mama, my time to shine. Wow.
Been knocking on the door for so long.
On CKUT 90.3 FM. Tees natural integrity. Tees natural was developed with anyone in mind. Natural hair and body products for growth, repair, moisture, and shine. Handmade to orders, no preservatives, parabens, or sulfates. Product used from head to toe to make you feel and smell fantastic. Go to Shopify at www.tees-natural.myshopify.com or simply go to Etsy at www.etsy.com/shop-tees-natural. Don't delay. Get yours today. You will regret it.
No matter what you do.
I'm feeling very high that I cannot resist the energy, the vibe, the nature and the light. I'm feeling very high that I can't resist the reggae beat when it hit. Music is one thing when it hit to feel no pain. Even I know Africa is blessed with a heat. Dance to the beat, take the shackles off your feet.
Well, me say, on a look pan the time. The time run fast, eh? Time has gone so quickly, but it has been a pleasure. It was magnificent. And in fact, I really don't need to add any more inspirational words today because I think we have had a mouthful. What a marvelous interview. Thanks again to Dangling. Look out for some great works. He's got an album that will be coming out this year that's called African Pride. Great things happening. Don't forget the video, the official video of Everything Is Gonna Be Alright will happen at 8 o'clock this evening, 8 o'clock EST.
And yeah, I think you're going to love it. I want to thank the marvelous team that worked with me. I couldn't ask for a better team, I must admit. The song is full of positive vibes, but this team, not only are they beautiful people, both inside and out, in my opinion, and I really am glad to say this song, the musical production is from Soulfire in Germany. Mixing and mastering was done by Warrior Love Band Entertainment Studios in Toronto. Vocal recording, Jillian, a great artist in Toronto. Shay Jillian, I'll say. The original cover photo for the album is by Rachel Jacqueline Bilodeau from Montreal. And the CD cover design was done by yours truly. The video concept was all mine, but I couldn't do it without the marvelous, awesome videographer and photographer that I've got, Ahmed at Earth Blood Studios in Toronto. He's just brilliant. I will tell him what I want and he'll just do it, you know, and it's magnificent. You don't have to work too hard. Our actors and models in the order of appearance, they were fantastic. Please look them up and encourage them. We had Snigdha Muda, India representing, Corden Greaves, Jamaica representing, Madeline Audrey Ngoki, Brazil representing, and Adrian Blackwood, Canadian, Jamaican heritage representing. So please just go out and check out the video. It's awesome. And much light and love to you all. On va parler la prochaine. Jeudi est simplement juste pour aller voir la vidéo ce soir là à partir de 8h. On va avoir la vidéo pour la chanson Everything is Gonna Be All Right. Vamos a ver el video de Everything is Gonna Be All Right esta noche a las 8. Entonces hay que marcar el calendario, ¿sabes? Hasta el próximo. Os quiero mucho. Muchas gracias para la fiesta increíble. Love you all. Blessings to everyone, including family and friends, and even the people who consider themselves enemies. I've got none, but maybe you think I am, but love is everywhere. Ciao. You done now.
Take what's ours. We get the trust this time. We're gonna rise and fly above.
Change today, the liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where I own this dude. A boss is a role that I grew into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you, I'm
brand new Drake. Call What's Next. I'm gonna wake you up with this on Kings and Queens. Let's get it.
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where I own this dude. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't
turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that day. It's the only two, man. How many times have I shown it to, man? How many nights I've been woke? Swerving the potholes. Not trying to put the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes. He
goes
to sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul.
Never do so. When no soul never did. Never play one tune while they never hear yet.
Level. Y'all not excited. I am. What we saying now?
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you and only you.